Yeah, well, it's all about getting the 3 points nowadays. If it's 3-4-0 or 1-0, it doesn't really make too much of a difference. It's all about getting the result.
Well, tell us about the goal that you scored last night.
I'm not actually sure about it myself. I got the ball, Josh threw the ball to me, and I cut in onto my left foot and hit it and hoped for the best more than anything. And I think I caught out the keeper by going to the near post.
And I presume you'll be telling people that you were 50 yards out or thereabouts?
No. I was only 35. Well, we exaggerate a wee bit and we'll try our best. But no, I'm just happy. I missed probably an easier chance in the first half and just happy to actually score.
And what type of a game was it?
It was a scrappy game. There was few chances in the game. It was more of getting out of there. With a long journey and everything ahead, and it's all about getting over the line. As a lot of people have said, it's probably the toughest place to go because a narrow pitch, bumpy pitch, and was mainly few chances in the game. I don't think Kieran had many shots to save, but the back four kept us in it, and was just Kevin's chance. The keeper pulled off a great save, but no, it was a good team effort, but wasn't a game of few chances, and thankfully we've actually taken ours.
It's a vital goal for Harps because the 3 points are critical now, just 3 games to go, and it's a matter of staying in that playoff position.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, we've pulled into, it's 9 points clear of Shelburne, so hopefully we can build on that there. Hopefully we can actually cement second place and get a home second tie over the second leg, because home advantage in the second leg, even if it goes to extra time, you have the home support there as well to help you and cheer you on more than anything. Like we've seen with the game against Longford, that the support and everything was there, and hopefully in the big games they actually get a big support.
And in relation to your own performances for Harps, how do you feel you're playing yourself?
Well, I'm happy enough with some of my performances. Some of them's up and down and up and down, but again, that's about consistency more than anything. As long as you're working hard, and hopefully everything else works out for you. But the main thing that everyone's trying to do at Harps at the minute is just working hard. If we have to scrape a win, we scrape a win. If we have to put a great performance in, like we've played very well in the first half against Cabinteely, and we ended up 3-0 at half time, and we didn't really play as well in the second half, and we scraped a win. Then we played probably as good as we've played in a while in the sort of the second half against Waterford, and we just couldn't score. And again, if you had you'd probably prefer a scrappy win than playing very well and not scoring.
Yeah, I suppose it's a balancing act, but it's all important to get the points on the board. That's what matters, to give you an opportunity to make it up to the Premier Division.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Like, everyone knows that probably Harps are out of the Premier Division for too long, that the club itself, that everything mainly behind the scenes are doing their best to push us towards us. Like, so the academy set up and everything now is with Trevor Scanlon and Declan Boyle coming in, it's improving a lot. And you just seen there that the Harps under-19s team went out and beat the sort of probably one of the top teams in Derry in the under-19s league yesterday. So credit has to go to them as well. And you've seen as well BJ Banda coming on sub yesterday, that there's a lot of good young players coming into the team as well.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, in relation to the perceived glamour of maybe League of Ireland football, maybe you just tell us your position from, playing last night, travelling home overnight and going to work today. Tell us about it.
Well, it's the thing you have to do, really. I got home last night at 5 o'clock and up this morning. I was waking this morning at 9:30. It was me only left up to Letterkenny for work this morning, into work 12 o'clock, and I know that they're actually listening to the radio down the stairs, and I'll be probably giving abuse now in a wee minute, but it's all part and parcel of the game. I got off work for the match yesterday, so I can't complain. I'm probably prefer to be off to Ben today, because I'll be probably still in my bed sleeping now at this stage, but at least it's what pays the bills, and you have to do what you have to do more than anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tony, We appreciate you joining us. You seem wide awake at the moment anyway, and a critical goal last night.
Thanks very much.
Thank you very much indeed, Tony McNamee, their goal scorer for Harps as they defeated Cove Ramblers last night by a 2-0. We are joined on the line now by their manager, Ollie Horgan. Ollie, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Mike.
Well, Ollie, we heard from Tony there, I suppose not a glamorous game, but one that you kind of had to win and you got the points that mattered.
Yeah, it just picked up the end of Tony's conversation there. It wasn't a pretty game by any means, but, you know, they never particularly are, especially down in Cove for that matter. The important thing was the result that we got, and we got that. You know, if we played an awful lot better and lost the game or drew the game, you know, I don't think we'd be in a better position than what we are now, you know.
So how did you set out your team last night to win that game?
Well, it wasn't, you know, our options were maybe limited with the number of players that were unavailable. We worked with players that had been in and out of the team earlier on in the season and right through the season for that matter. And we went with lads that we trusted that came in and did a decent job. We weren't spoiled by choice by any means. And, you know, picking the team, there was one or two options, maybe formations we could have gone with, but we went with a formation that... I won't say that's what won us the game. I think it was the attitude of the players that dug in, and I think you mentioned not a glamour time. It certainly isn't with all that's entailed in the journey and indeed what you're playing against a decent side in their pitch. But look, we got away with it, and that's really all that matters.
And in relation to the significance of that victory, 3 games to go, you are 7 points behind Wexford Youth. I suppose realistically, it's unlikely you're going to catch Wexford Youth at the top of the table. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Mine's just, realistically, no. Looks like Wexford Youth have won it, and you know I'll be the first person to congratulate them whenever that actually happens. You know, realistically, it looks like Shelburne won't catch us just as easy. You know what I mean? So, look, we're not in a bad position. It looks like we'll get the playoffs, and you know, it all kicks off from there again, and it kicks off from next week against UCD. So. You know, we kind of stumbled over the line last night to realistically go into the playoffs. Look, I'm not saying that they were not going to catch Wexford. You know, mathematically it's still possible, but in reality, Miles or Wexford have that league won and won it on Friday night up in Belfield. And look, fair play to them. They've done well, and you know, all we can do is give credit to them, Miles.
You've mentioned UCD. They're coming to Finn Park on Friday night. That'll be a big game. So I suppose from a psychological point of view, maybe more so than the points, although they're only the 5 behind you, so they'll be gunning to maybe get the advantage in the playoff.
Yeah, well, it's an important game for a number of reasons. You know, the second and third place teams go into the playoff. It's a 2-legged playoff where basically the second team had the choice of when they play their home game. I think it's an important you know, advantage to have to have your second leg at home. So we'll be trying to make sure that we get second place, and you know, next Friday night will be the start of trying to achieve that second place, Miles.
Mm-hmm. So UCD were always touted as being one of the teams that could upset the top of the leaderboard from a Fan Harps point of view. How good are they?
UCD are probably the best footballing side in it. That's not taking anything away from Wexford. I think Wexford, the table doesn't lie. Wexford all in all around with football and with physical strength and experience and indeed the likes of Danny Furlong have proven to be the best side and you know, overall with everything involved, UCD probably play the best football. They keep possession very well. Their movement is very good, and you know, they were quite unlucky not to get something out of the game against Wexford on Friday night. I think they're probably the best football inside. They came to Bellevue to watch as regards the football they played. And look, we know we're going to be under pressure on Friday. Should we play them in a playoff? We know we're going to be under pressure home and away against them as well. But look, at least we've something to look forward to. Both Friday night coming and in the playoffs, then please call at the end of the month or through next month.
You were saying that you were a bit light for players, you know, at the weekend there. I presume you would like to have a full hand to pick from for the playoffs. What is the position there?
Yeah, we've a number of suspensions last night that the three lads, Tommy McMonagall, Keith Cohen and Raymond Foy, come back in for suspension for next Friday night into the panel. Unfortunately, Damien Rinaldi has suffered an injury to his shoulder at training last Wednesday week. So, you know, we're hopeful he will be able to come back in for the playoffs, but we're waiting to see what the medical reports get us back on him. So, yeah, we need everyone really on board, you know, in the playoffs to try and turn over UCD, and whoever wins that further afield against Premier Division opposition in the playoff, you know, if you like, the final of the playoff, should we get there. So, you know, we need all of that going for us. We need, you know, people to come out and support us and try and drive us over the line. We need a lot of things to go our way for that to happen. But at least we're there virtually now in the playoffs, and you know, it's something that, you know, we're looking forward to, obviously, but it'll be a lot of work to be done between now and then to try and get over that line.
Yeah, and as you say, the support of the supporters would be vital, because you know, home advantage is a big thing in all sports, but I suppose in soccer as much as any other sport.
Well, it's not particularly home advantage we're talking about now, Miles. It's a two-legged semi-final.
Yeah, I suppose I'm thinking in terms of the final game, where, as Tony says, if it went to extra time, you would have the home advantage.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I didn't pick up on only the end of Tony's conversation, but yeah, most certainly, I think any team would want to have their second leg at home. And that's why it's important that we get into second place and have that second leg at home. I mean, as you say, we need everything going our way. We need that. We need, you know, obviously the support that has been great both home and away during the year. And, you know, look, we've given them something maybe to hang on to and to give and support. And please, God, to come out on Friday night and indeed into the playoffs and see where that takes us.